This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right, so I just have a little bit of advice for Hollywood. And I think Hollywood is in trouble because they don't know how to appease political sides. And they're trying to look progressive, they're trying to look woke, and then they kind of get themselves into a predicament. Homer Simpson is going to have to retire. The strangling of Bart. The Simpsons have been around, I think, since 89. They've been around for a very, very long time. And a very famous, or now some people think notorious scene, is Homer going, "Why you?" and then strangles Bart. You know, Bart will get a picture of Homer and in a compromising position, or Bart will do something, and then Homer gets mad. And Homer yells and chases him around. And we'll strangle him, and you see, the kid's eyes bulge and the tongue. And cartoons used to do that. Tom and Jerry, I'm sure if you watch Tom and Jerry, you will see, I'm sure Peter will have a problem with some of the stuff you see in Tom and Jerry. People hitting a mouse with a broom because they don't want to see mice get hurt, and they want to avoid the plague. The Roadrunner and the coyote and Roadrunner. Those are obviously things that are not going to want to be replicated in real life because the coyote keeps falling from cliffs. And so I notice Hollywood is kind of not sure what to do next. In terms of women casts, they did Oceans, was it Oceans 11? I think they called it Oceans 8. Where what they did is rather than George Clooney, Brad Pitt, they put a bunch of women in there. Now, very good, strong women stars, but the movie got hit really hard with critics and at the box office. And as a woman myself, I'm like, you guys screwed this up. You want people to hate women, take away their Brad Pitt and their George Clooney, and put Anne Hathaway there. Yeah, it's going to make people a little frustrated. And I think Hollywood is setting women up for failure when they try to be progressive like that. The Ghostbusters. They did an all-women's Ghostbusters. That was a terrible idea. Not because using women, but Ghostbusters was so iconic, just like Ocean's 11, that anything in comparison is going to pale. It's going to look anemic. It's not going to have the ratings. You're not going to make a sequel better than the first if the 1984 Ghostbusters movie was that iconic. And so you're setting women up to fail. You're setting these movies up to fail. And now Hollywood is going to be fearful of doing an all-women cast because they did it wrong. You don't take a male-dominated movie that was so famous and say, you know what, we're going to stick all the characters as women, and now we'll be appeasing everybody and we'll make a hit. You think you're going to be able to do that with The Godmother? Probably not. Let The Godfather be. Let Ghostbusters be. Let Ocean's 11 be. Marvel's is coming out. I think people think Marvel's is going to fail at the box office. I don't think it's going to fail. Because I think they did a pretty good job with Captain Marvel. I understand making her female was a change, you know, for a lot of people that always knew Captain Marvel was male. Which, by the way, it's a little confusing because Shazam was Captain Marvel, too, in the DC world. It's a little confusing. I wrote a piece on how Captain Marvel was in both DC and Marvel worlds. But You know, that is going to be a mostly all-women cast. You are going to have Samuel Jackson. And that may actually go okay because they're not replacing male iconic figures that have been long ingrained in Hollywood and throwing women in there to try to look woke. They're not doing that. So I think the Marvels is going to be okay. Barbie did well, not because of the storyline. The storyline was horrible. It was depressing. They really missed a huge opportunity. But it did well because Barbie wasn't replacing a male character. Barbie was her own character. Wonder Woman did well. Wonder Woman did well because Wonder Woman was always a woman. So Hollywood now has to face the decision of, do you take movies that were iconic and swap them out? Look at what happened with Snow White. I think with Snow White, they had to reverse changing the dwarfs to magical people because of the backlash, and they knew the movie would fail. How do you take Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and make it woke? It won't work because people are going to reject change. People are going to reject what happened with Time Lord movies. If you don't like the idea of using dwarves, then don't make the movie. But to try to fit, you know, a circle and a square and make it work so you appease progressives, it's not working. So now, with Friends episodes being criticized for some of their anti-progressive issues, The Simpsons, a lot of TV shows in the past had things that I'm noticing now, there's a lot of dubbing. There's, I don't even think you could see Blazing Saddles anymore. I think they've taken off Gone with the Wind because they just don't know how to fix it for 2023 standards. And you have a lot of sitcoms where when you're watching, you're like, uh-oh, that could be taken a certain way. And Hollywood now has to decide, do they kill all their royalties by now taking away these old shows? Friends is one of the most popular streamed shows now. I love watching Friends. But, yeah, there's some misogyny, there's homophobia, there's a lot of topics there that would not last in today's Hollywood. And there's calls for things to be changed. In fact, they got rid of one episode. They don't stream one episode where I think Monica got cornrows and did beads or dreadlocks. I'm not sure, but she changed her hairstyle, and they had to completely get rid of that because they thought it was going to be insensitive. So Hollywood has their work cut out for them, but if I could give them any advice, don't take a classic movie that worked, like Forrest Gump, and change the characters just to try to be progressive. Come up with new stories. And you can do that. Be creative. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We lost 5 U.S. Army Special Operations soldiers this weekend. They were killed in a helicopter crash during routine flight training in the Mediterranean. They experienced an in-flight emergency and crashed off the coast of Cyprus Friday night. The soldiers were named as Chief Warrant Officer 3, Stephen Dwyer, who was 38 years old, Chief Warrant Officer 2, Shane Barnes, 34 years old, Staff Sergeant Tanner Grone, 26 years old, Sergeant Andrew Southard, 27 years old, and Sergeant Cade Wolf, 24 years old. The men were from Tennessee, California, New Hampshire, Arizona, Minnesota. And seeing the loss of these lives is so tragic. We don't have a lot of details. Over the weekend, we had heard that there was an incident in the Mediterranean. And we don't have a lot of details yet. But we do have confirmation of who have passed and where it happened. Once we get more information, we'll let you know. The soldiers were all members of the Army's elite 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, also known as the Night Stalkers. They were among the aviators assigned to carry out the commandos on covert missions. And that's all we're getting from Daily Mail and from some other sources. As we get more, we'll let you know. But it's tragic to see this, and our hearts and prayers are with their families. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So that very famous question that Ronald Reagan asked, you know, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Is probably one of the best questions ever asked. And now it's asked of Americans every single election. Well, 14% of Americans think that they are better off now than before Biden became president. I know, I'm dying to know why. I'm surprised it's that many. I think we know why, but 14%. Now, that's painful for the Democrats in terms of coming into the next election. They have to decide if they're going to double down on Biden or if they're going to give him the boot, put somebody else in there, and will that hurt their cause? They're kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't. If they run Biden again, he's not very popular. And I don't think he's very, I don't think he's ready, and I don't think he's healthy enough. On the flip side, if they get rid of him, the Republicans could say, you see, even the Democrats think Biden was a mistake. Now, they could say, no, just we want to let him retire, we want to, which is why I've always predicted, and I know some people didn't like me saying this, but I don't think Biden is going to allow the Democrats to fire him. I think he is going to leave with a bang. And I think he is going to give a statement of why he wants to retire. And I think what he's going to do is he's going to retire before the his term ends so that he could give us the first woman president. And I think he's going to want to leave with a bang and leave on a positive note for his presidency. He doesn't want to leave with people thinking he had dementia, he was weak, that the world was laughing behind his back. He's going to want to leave with one of the biggest PR campaigns ever. So how does he do that if the Democrats are even saying he can't run, he can't run? That's going to be pretty embarrassing. So what is he going to do to leave with a bang? I think he's going to on his own, unless he's going to double down, which I don't know. I mean, he could do that too, but I just predict he'll go, you know what, guys? I'm going to call it. Not because I don't feel well, because I think you guys deserve a female president, and if I leave, you guys get one, because we can't trust what's going to happen in the next election, so here you go. I just have a feeling. This is what I predicted a long time ago. Because I never thought he was, you know, mentally strong enough to handle 8 years. I don't think anybody is. It's not an age-related thing. It's a lot. So, but that's just me. 14%, though, like him and want him because they're doing better. 70% in a poll thinks Bidenomics hurt them. 33% said that they believe the president's policies hurt the economy a lot. Now, there's been multiple polls showing if there was a matchup between him and President Trump would easily win. And I think so, because much of the things, and this was a mistake I think Biden had done. And I love looking at political strategy and the psychology of the voter. Biden thought he was appealing to his base, saying, I am going to reverse everything Trump did. Biden even reversed the $35 insulin that Trump was working on. And then he brought it back. And he was hoping nobody would remember that it was Trump that started it. And I'm like, why are you reversing that? We need that. Why are you stopping the wall? And so what he should have done is, you know, Obamacare 2.0. Or he should have done immigration control and border security 2.0. But the Biden way. And instead, he was like, I'm just going to reverse everything Trump did, and that's going to be popular. Well, it's not popular. It's been a cluster and a half. And now we have high interest rates, inflation. A thing he did was he told employers, just pay people more. Pay people more. Pay them more. So they did. And with the rise in wages came the rise in prices. Now, I'm mixed on that because nobody could afford now a $21 sandwich for lunch, which is where these things are going right now. And nobody could afford $5 for gas. So you can't live on $7 an hour minimum wage. But every time you raise wages, you raise prices. And nobody's going to bring the prices back down because nobody's bringing the wages back down. He also was behind the let's fire staff for not getting vaccinated. We're trying to get people back to work. And you have individuals who want to work, who want to stand on our border and protect our border, who want to be in our military, who want to be in our hospitals, and you fired them because they wouldn't get the vaccine. That's on Biden. Now, Biden did do some good things. He showed support for Israel. And I have to think of other things. I'm sorry. I have to. Not a lot of other things came to mind. He did do the rollout of the vaccines. He helped make the vaccine. I found something else, guys. I did. When Trump worked to make sure that all these companies were working on the vaccines and, you know, got that competition for whoever could make it to the finish line, once Biden had the vaccines, he implemented a rollout. Whether he got all the credit or not, I was really impressed at how they got the vaccines out, considering all the rules with the temperature and how you had to mix it and thaw it out and defrost and all that. But then the mandate screwed it all up. So all the credit he got there then turned into, wait, now you're mandating it when you promised you wouldn't. So, you know, people looking at Biden as, a lot of Democrats, you know, say as well, we got to get rid of Biden. So, what, do they want Newsom? Do they want Michelle Obama? President Obama's remarks on the Hamas terrorist attack, where we're all to blame, implying Israel was to blame. That didn't go well. Not sure if that could hurt Michelle's chances or not. But Michelle's her own person. She could go far in politics if she wanted to. She says she doesn't want to. I don't blame her, but I think she will. Hillary Clinton said she didn't want to, and, you know, she's been obviously eyeing it. You could become president. That's pretty cool. But Trump leading, especially in swing states, Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, he's trailing a little bit. You know, Biden has some thinking to do. And Bidenomics, he should have never put his name on that. Even a grade schooler who saw how the economic landscape was, don't put your name on that. Just like Obamacare. Obama said, I like it that it's on it. You know, now for life, somebody's saying Obama every time they go Obamacare. But with Bidenomics, that was a mistake. And I don't know who his team, his PR team was, because it didn't fix the economy. So who are the 14% that benefited? Well, those who are getting benefits and not having to work and not having to fight for their unemployment or their welfare and can choose that over work, they're probably happy. But I'm not really sure, and maybe some of his donors. Not really sure who else. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This
is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A U.S. Secret Service agent assigned to protect President Biden's granddaughter, Naomi, opened fire overnight at an attempted car break-in suspect in Washington, D.C. After the gunshots, the offenders immediately fled the scene in a red vehicle. Marianne Trump Barry, the older and only sister of former President Donald Trump and a former federal judge, has died. She was 86 years old. Major players in the tech industry unveiling a new wave of workforce reductions, Amazon downsizing its music division, Google set to reduce its staff in the consumer services department, and the housing website Zillow letting go of nearly two dozen employees. Columbia University in New York City temporarily terminating its chapters of Students for Justice in Palestine and Jewish Voice for Peace. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so this is a topic that's not easy to talk about, but we talk about everything on the show, so let's address it. Many of you have parents that have a savings, and a pretty sizable one. They might have had a job. I apologize for this. They might have,
a job, that had a pension, that maybe they had 401ks, maybe they knew how to invest. And so they're aging now, and they're making some decisions that's making you a little nervous, because you are going to be the inheritor of that money. And you want to talk to them about it, but you don't want to look selfish. Now, I've never had to deal with this personally because none of my family ever had money. So when my dad died, there was no money, no life insurance even. Our family, nobody really has savings, okay? They were just poor and, you know, never managed money well or gambled, and it just happened. Not a big deal. I don't mind. You know, anything I do for myself. Although now I want to put away for the kids and make sure that the kids have something, especially since we blew it all on school and college. But I do want to make sure that there's something later for the grandkids and all that. And it's not a selfish thing. It's really not. If you are thinking you want to take care of your kids and you have aging parents who have money, you want to know that that money can go to a good cause, or, you know, not get, you know, peed away. It's an okay conversation. Now, my initial thinking is let mom, dad do whatever. They want to travel. They want to enjoy life. You know, let them empty the bank, living life. They only have one life to live. And I wouldn't want, if it was my situation, I wouldn't want to think that I told them save, 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 and they didn't get to enjoy some of the things that they've always wanted to do. On the flip side, a lot of our parents are at risk for fraud. They're at risk of meeting somebody who can con them out of money. They're at risk of gambling. And they're at risk of losing money that was going to be yours. So do you have a right to say something? Do you not? Do you have to shut up? There's an article that talks about it, how to bring up the topic. This article, let me give credit where credit's due. And I apologize, my nose is right. The Telegraph says, my parents are spending my inheritance. What could I do about it? And so it's an interesting topic. Also, you know, what if there's multiple families? What if they're, you know, and many times grandma and grandpa don't know who to put the money aside for. What if there's a stepson or a stepdaughter? And so you are always allowed to have a conversation with them. If you have a relative that doesn't have a will set up, you got to talk to them about it. It's totally fine to talk to them about it. Give your input. If you don't talk about it, or they fear you're going to get mad, or you're going to get defensive, or you don't like a person that they want to leave money for, they're not going to talk to you. So maybe not only have it you, but also have maybe an arbitrator in there, or a more neutral party, so that the family member doesn't feel like they are being encroached upon by family that just want the money. Okay, there's planners out there, there's lawyers, there's accountants. So there's many individuals that can help people with their will, help people with their financial planning. Now, always, you want to make sure there is money for that family member's medical care. A big thing that bankrupts families is having a family member that has chronic illness and their insurance isn't covering it. And insurance may not cover home health. Insurance may not cover nursing. So you have to have the conversation. Even though you're like, well, I really want to know about the inheritance, you don't have to go, you don't have to open with that. You could say, look, we need to look at what you have and how to appropriately manage it. One, if you get sick, and two, how to make sure that you are being taken care of. Now, I mean, if you had a relative like mine, they'd be like, you're just going to take the money and throw me into a home. Well, your answer to that is the home still costs money. So, yeah. you can't do that by devoiding you of all your money. So you're going to... We're going to try to abide by your wishes and make sure you get the best care possible. Now, your family member might say, well, just kill me.
if it's at a point where I need to go into a home, just kill me. No, that's not going to happen. Okay? So, no. And you don't want them thinking that, even though people will joke about it in the family. They're like, all right, Mom, where's your shotgun? Don't be doing that, because they'll remember that if they do start to go through dementia, saying, Tommy wanted to use a shotgun on me. So no jokes about it. All right? Say, we need to have an honest conversation. We're also having an honest conversation about us. You know, if anything happens to me, if anything happens to Dad, or anything happens to the wife, you know, who handles what? This is a conversation we all have to have. And if you do see that they are spending things superfluously, you could say, look, these are ways to save money. You know, you're giving a lot of money to your friend. And you're taking them to dinner and you're spending a lot of money on them. You might need that money later for medication, for a new house, for a new bed. Slow down on the spending. Now, it's their money. And if they have all their faculties, they can choose whatever they want to do with it. But if they are losing their faculties, then you assign somebody. There's somebody that is going to have legal control. Now, there's a lot of government funds that can help individuals who need home health. They're not going to be there for people that have tons of assets. So if the assets have been distributed properly a while back, and you find that that person really doesn't have all the funding that they need for care, there are government subsidies. So there's a lot of conversations that have to happen. And so many people are afraid to bring it up because they think it's going to be, well, Mom and Dad think I'm spending their inheritance. Yeah, and as I said, always open with, we want you to enjoy life, this is your money. But we have to plan for some things. And with inflation and with cost of medical care and cost of nursing, you want to stay in your apartment, we're going to have to bring in a nurse. This is what it's costing. So we need to plan this out. So we want to put this money into this account that you have access to that'll be for your health. This is going to be your budget then. You can put them on a budget. Remember, a lot of traditionalists and baby boomers understand budget. Okay? A lot of us Gen Zs and Xs and you know, millennials and Gen Xs, we're like the computer's taking care of it. But the older person, they understand that there's a process. And you have to have money set aside for living expenses, money set aside for, you know. But if there is gambling going on, see, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So you have a lot of people freaked out that their father or their mother is gambling all their money away. Now, for me, you know, it's your life. I don't ever expect anybody's inheritance to come my way. I don't want it. This is your money. But for those of you that are like, well, you know, they're going to be destitute. They need some help. You know, and you're thinking about Britney Spears' conservatorship type stuff. Get some counseling. So, one, you don't mismanage the money. Two, you don't get blamed for mismanaging the money. Three, you don't get blamed for stealing the money. But four, you don't lose your relationship with your loved one. But you have to have these conversations. Don't be fearing having the conversation because you think somebody's going to think. You could say, look, it's not about me. I don't want the money. But what are we going to do if future things arise? And that's your opening, although a lot more eloquent, please. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last week we spoke about how DoorDash admitted that there could be revenge for your tipping habits when you order food from DoorDash. And this drew a lot of concern. And this has been, because many of us don't know what the hell is going on with the whole tipping culture. And so when DoorDash would give tippers an alert, for those older generations that like to tip when the person brings the food, a lot of baby boomers, Gen X, traditionalists, when somebody walks in with the food, you hand them the money. So pre-tipping, now I'm thinking that the company's going to keep it all and you're not able to give somebody cash, and a lot of people like cash because they get to do what they want with it, is now being told to DoorDash customers that that could be a bad thing. Some customers on DoorDash received an alert when trying to place an order without a tip that orders with no tip might take longer to get delivered. Are you sure you want to continue? And that sort of headline made people really freak out. Because what that means is not only are you paying for the food, not only are you paying for the service charge, not only are you paying for the delivery, but you also have to throw on there a tip, and you have to hope they like the tip. Because if they think a $5 tip is bad, just like what we've seen some drivers do where they would spit on the food or kick the door when they dropped off the food, you're like, what the hell do I do? And I got to be honest, I haven't ordered from DoorDash. I haven't ordered from DoorDash, I don't think, ever. Because I just don't know what to do. When you used to order a pizza and then you give the guy cash, then say thank you, that's just the way it was always done. And now everybody wants to see the tip beforehand. And what if they don't like the tip? Are they going to spit in your food anyway? 20% used to be a good tip. You're giving $5 and people don't like $5? Or they can't do the math? You could be in trouble. Well, interestingly, this week we're hearing that some DoorDash delivery people don't like that either. That they don't want that pressure. And people thinking that they're going to pick and choose depending on the tip. You know, they would rather DoorDash pay them more. DoorDash says Dashers are earning more today than ever before with tips and base pay. Dashers are making an average of $25 an hour on active deliveries. Now, $25 an hour might sound a lot, but when you start looking at your gas, when you start looking at your car, when you look at the time it takes in traffic, you might not be getting, you know, as much base pay as you thought. A Dasher in Orange County, California, who wanted to speak on condition of anonymity, said his earnings have plummeted over the past 5 years. DoorDash pressuring customers to tip has not helped. Since the announcement of the no-tip warning, he's noticed a drop in tips. He says it's pretty crappy that they're turning on us. I do feel like the customers should tip us a bit better, but at the same time, DoorDash should pay us better. So seeing that actually hurt and decrease, wow. So I don't know how we change it. I don't like change, especially this quickly and this chaotically. And one of the reasons why I watch Below Deck is I argue with my husband how I think his tip is still too low, even if it's 20% at times. And he's like, What are you talking about? And then I'll show a Below Deck, they'll get a $15,000 tip and complain. So, you know, we have to do something collectively. And I'm really grateful for these DoorDash drivers to say, look, that's not going to help. And the other thing, too, that I don't think a lot of drivers realize is when it goes through the computer system, so there's a lot of pressure now because of gig workers not paying taxes. And I'm mixed on this. You know, you get cash, you're supposed to claim every dime you get, but many don't, so they can pay less taxes. And that's why you'll walk into places saying tips preferred, gratuity preferred in cash. Now, another reason for this, being a business owner, credit card costs are ridiculous. What we get charged per credit card transaction is oftentimes a percentage of the sale. So if somebody wants to leave a big tip for your let's say, employee, you're paying on that if it goes through the credit card. So a lot of employers are like, keep the credit card out of it. This will be of lower fees. Just give them cash. But there's also a lot of pressure from employers for them to submit to the IRS what their employees are actually making. There's also a lot of pressure for employers to know what their employees are actually making. So if an employer is posting on a job board that you're making up to $50 an hour, and they're like, how the hell are you getting that when you're only paying us $20? Well, because we see the tips you're making. This is what you made in tips, so you averaged $50 an hour. A lot of employees don't want that. They don't want their employer to know how much they're really making. They want the cash. And so now that employers, such as DoorDash, are like, put the tip here. We'll pay, then they'll get the tip. Input the tip. You know, it puts some of the employees in a bind. You know, I like to, when we get the, sometimes with credit card, I'll do the credit card, but I'll want to give them like a really good tip. So I'll put tip on table and then I'll give them the cash because I have the extra cash, but I wanted to feel, it's rare. Usually I put it all there. But, you know, I feel like I have to say, I have to write it on the piece of paper so people think I didn't not tip. And the stress and anxiety is ridiculous. So how do you get people to tip you more? Let's talk about it the other way. If you are a waiter or waitress, or you do a service, or you, how do you get people to tip? I take my mom and my friend's mom to play bingo, and I notice they start to put tip jars out. Now, I don't like that because you're already paying service charges to the casino. They're adding extra money. Not only are you paying for whatever you're doing, they add on top of that a service charge. But that's not going to the employee. So what the employees are doing, now every time I win, we won, so I tip when I win. When I play blackjack, I'll tip while I do the hand. I just think it brings me a little better luck. So how you do that is you put the tip on the circle, and then you put a tip in front of it. You put the money on, you put a coin on front of it or a chip, and then that's what they, if you get blackjack, they actually earn on the tip. So I like that. I like betting their tip where they will earn more. I lose it, it's theirs, but still. And so, you know, there's, I think one is do good service. Two, I understand there is an education that's needed. If you are in a business that does require tips and you don't think there's the memos out, then you do want to put that out there. But if you work for a company where it's retail, and you're buying supplies, and then all of a sudden they go tip the cashier 18, 20, 22%, or 20, 25, and 30% they're doing now. And you're like, I just came in to buy some papers and party supplies. You know, if somebody helps you, I would tip them. If somebody helps you bring something down or helps you take something to your car, you tip them. But if you're just going up to retail and already paying high prices, I don't think you have to tip. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.